stinking idea. Whether you're a small, medium, or large business, you must adhere to the modern marketing methods. I Think an Idea provides insights into marketing techniques that work for today's businesses as well as consumers alike. Learn about the best methods of business development for today's marketplace. Internet marketing, utilizing social media, and business marketing. Put on your thinking cap as you enter the Think Tank.
So the online transformation of network marketing dinosaurs in space.
Yeah, so I think what I was going to say is like every business has to reinvent itself.
Okay.
Even within network marketing, people are used to face-to-face, belly-to-belly meetings.
Mm-hmm.
And now we live in a different society where in LA to go to a meeting in Orange County that used to take 30 minutes could take 3 hours.
Right.
So nobody wants to waste 3 hours of their valuable time.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, how do you reach more people in less time using technology?
Right.
If you're a company that does business the way that they did back in the 1980s,
mm-hmm.
and you're in 2020, you're probably going to either just have the same amount of customers and the same target audience.
Right.
But you're going to lose a big part of the market share to a company that's actually revolutionizing its marketing,
mm-hmm.
who's evolving, who's growing, who's bringing new technology in and understanding, like, how can I appeal to the millennials?
Mm-hmm.
Or how can I appeal to the 15-year-olds? Or how can I appeal to the 90-year-olds that are now on Google and Yahoo and all these different things? So you either get on the train or you miss the train.
Right.
And so even within network marketing, you know, I was able to grow an income over the web without doing any meetings. In literally like 90 to 120 days, I basically created an income using webinars, pay-per-click, content, videos, and a simple and duplicatable format.
Mm-hmm.
With a lot of companies these days with direct sales or a lot of people that are caught in the meeting-to-meeting or the person-to-person thing,
mm-hmm.
you have to fly, you have to spend money. You have to waste 6 hours of your day,
mm-hmm.
and now you can only do one meeting in a day. You've got to be able to condense your time frames,
mm-hmm.
and be effective.
Right.
And that's what the internet is able to do for a lot of these industries, whether it be sales.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's a lot more sales done over the phone.
Right.
Now there's a lot more sales done on webinars or GoToMeeting or Zoom or Skype. You've got to be able to use these technologies if you want to advance your business and save time.
Right.
Right. And you can now you can use that same content and repurpose it on SEO or social media,
mm-hmm.
or chop it up into audios and use it on iTunes or maybe Google Play or iHeartRadio. So now you can repurpose the content with the technology that helped you actually become effective with your time. Now you can actually be messaging and content that's accessible 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, where people can find you whether you're sleeping or not because you put up a video on YouTube,
mm-hmm.
that made a lot of sense that somebody understood. Like this audio.
Mm-hmm.
After we do it, people can find it in India at 3 a.m. when I'm sleeping, and somebody else is going to find it this week. Somebody else is going to find it right now. It's 2019. In 2029, someone's going to find this content online and go, hey, that makes sense.
Right.
So how's your content actually, you know, you're breathing life into the content, but now the content feeds you back.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you can't determine when that's going to be.
Right.
But maybe the right person finds you 2 years from now that funds your whole organization with millions of dollars.
Right.
What's that worth?
So this all comes from the love of business and to transform companies.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think, yeah, it's a lot of information.
Uh-huh.
I've only shared like a little scratch on the surface.
Uh-huh.
We could probably do a 5-hour talk on on Facebook ads, and we could do a 100-hour talk on SEO. I've been to conferences literally for 4 days straight with lots of information of people that are making millions of dollars, but you got to pick a couple things to execute, just a couple.
Uh-huh.
Like I met a girl at the Vid Summit, and she used to post all of her own stuff on Facebook and nobody else's stuff. And she realized that she should share other people's content on her Facebook instead of just her own. And now she makes 7 figures a year off of Facebook. I met somebody at the Vid Summit that had a recipe site.
Mm-hmm.
And we were at the podcast. There was like a booth there about podcasts. And I said, yeah, podcasts will help your SEO. And she said, really? And I said, yeah. Like, you could take the same stuff on your videos and you can SEO it and it'll help your SEO. And she's like, wow, I didn't know that. And I said, well, what kind of website do you have? And she said, well, I have a recipe site. And I said, like, do you have a lot of traffic on the recipe site? And she's like, yeah, I have, I forget, it was some crazy number. It was like, I have a million people on my site. I'm like, a year? And she's like, no, a month. A million people a month.
Wow.
And I was like, so do you have a YouTube channel? And she said, no, I don't have a YouTube channel. I was like, what? She's like, yeah, I just have recipes with pictures and written content. But I understand SEO. I understand keywords and stuff like that. And I was like, you have no YouTube channel. You have no podcast. She's like, no. And then I was like, hey, do you monetize that? She's like, yeah, I get money from advertisers. Like, literally, she's making 6 figures a month on the advertisers.
Wow.
But she's done this for the last 5 years of creating content over and over and over. And so that's a big part that people miss with a brand, is it's not about doing it one time. We live in like this microwave mentality society where we expect to throw popcorn in the microwave and 3 minutes we have popcorn. But if you keep opening and closing the microwave, you're not going to get any popcorn.
Right.
So internet marketing works the same way. It's just a longer form of popcorn. You got to just heat it up for a couple of years
uh-huh.
and keep doing it over and over and over. You can't check every 5 minutes to see if it's working. You have to believe in it and consistently do the same content over and over and over and over and over.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get the rewards. But most people are too lazy or too short-sighted or impatient, or they want to make money on their money in the first 24 minutes. And
I think an idea.
Think Tank is sponsored by I Think an Idea, a premier digital marketing agency located in Santa Monica, California. I Think an Idea works with Silicon Beach companies, Fortune 500 and 1,000 businesses, and small businesses that want to grow their company both online and off. For more information, go to ithinkanidea.com.